Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're glad you're here. We got a great show lined up for you the rest of the hour because we got our good friend Robert Brands here. Robert is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 5 years, coming up on 6 years. He's been hanging out with us as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the principal of Innovation Coach, the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, and he got a brand new book out. And then we're going to get him to tell us about Robert Brands. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you very much for having me again. Always a pleasure to be here. I can't believe it's already been 5 years.
Coming up on six. How about that?
Time flies.
Time flies. So the new book. Remind us of the new book.
So the new book is called The Art of Implementation.
Yeah.
The first book was all about what it takes to create and sustain innovation. We've had a few shows about that, and people can look those up. But the art of implementation is really the harder part of innovation, and especially for small business owners because, you know, they're so busy with daily to-dos and sales and actually New Year's planning. You know, what are you going to set out to do for next year? So I put together really over the last 5 years a number of thoughts of things that came back as to people what they really were struggling with, and that's coming starting next week, December 8th.
Yep.
It's already available on Amazon, but it will even be on Hudson booksellers at the airport. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, I'm glad you should be, and because innovation, as we've talked about so many times before, innovation and implementing innovation, right? You can't just think innovatively. You got to put it on the pavement, don't you?
Absolutely, and it's all about the environment that you create as a small business owner. You know, yes, you have to be the initiator. I always say the CEO has to be the chief innovation officer. Now, you, of course, are the president or the small business owner and entrepreneur, but you are really in charge of innovation, and people look up to you. They really expect you to take the lead first and foremost. That doesn't mean that you need to have all the great ideas. Not at all. You really need to talk to your associates and solicit their input and engagement, but more importantly, you really should start with your customer insights. You know, your book about the age of the customer, it's all about the customer first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts with the consumer, and the most important thing they can do in this busy season and planning season for 2016 is to really start jotting down on a little list ideas about new things, new services, new products that should be considered. So you can really put out little planning steps and steps on how to put it all together and make it happen.
Because what I like about what you're saying, Robert, is you're using micro incremental language.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many times, I wonder if small business owners imagine it to be innovative. It needs to be something big and swashbuckling and you know what I mean, and dramatic.
Yeah.
And the truth is, when you talk about being innovative as a way of life rather than a means to an end, you're talking about those little bitty adjustments, aren't you? Innovative could mean that the number four truck goes left in the morning instead of right.
Right, and that's such a key point, Jim, because, again, people think about innovation that it has to be the big breakthrough ideas. And for you to start with capability and with growth, start with incremental innovation, small steps, line extensions. You know, I always take the car industry as an example. You know, if you only had a black car, start looking at different colors. That's actually how we grew our dispensing business that we've talked about before in the past. I ran the business that brought those little instant foaming Enso pumps to market. Mm-hmm. It only took suddenly introducing different flavors and scents to suddenly explode and really help grow the market. And today you see them on the shelf at Bath & Body Works, et cetera, and they sell like hotcakes. So it doesn't have to be a revolution. You know, it should be an evolution overall of small incremental steps that build your capability
right.
and keep your environment fresh, your store fresh, your services fresh. People will notice that, hey, there's something new. You know, if you have a bakery, you know, go with variations of recipes and ingredients, and people will notice. People will notice, and ultimately they'll see and find what they really like.
Robert, hold on to that thought, folks. The new book's called The Art of Improvisation. Robert Brands and I will be right back after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.